Light 104.7 and 1570 AM WVTL.
It's like a visit to rehab without the workout. Rosemary McGuire is here, and we're sitting on our whatever, and we're talking about this. I'm sorry.
Everybody like stand up and without the workout.
There you go.
Stand up, sit down, stand up, sit down.
Rosemary McGuire, Director of Rehabilitation Services, St. Mary's Healthcare. We do welcome your calls. I applaud the caller who broke our radio silence and called in to talk about falls. And I don't want to just limit it to that. I mean, what else is going on up to the rehab place?
Well, you know, Bob, I would really love to hear from folks out in your audience, because one of my goals is I would love to start doing some community education programs on topics about physical rehab and physical care. I'd love to know what the community out there would come to for as far as a lecture or a lecture series.
Yeah.
You know, I think that the trend in medicine is moving towards prevention or people taking some responsibility. It's expensive to come in one-on-one for therapy, and if there was a community education program, maybe 3 or 4 sessions where you learned about a certain condition and then practiced the exercises together. Something like foot pain, plantar fasciitis, shoulder bursitis, back problems. I'd love to hear from your audience and see what they're interested in. And we would do an education program, community education program.
And I remember you bringing this up the last time you were
wasn't
like last week. I mean,
no.
It was some time ago.
Right.
Because, and I think you were quite realistic about this as an issue, that insurance, it has a limit to what they'll pay for in physical therapy. And unfortunately, the way physical therapy works, maybe the chiropractors have a point. The rap on chiropractors, you got to keep coming back to them and coming back to them. But for physical therapy, that's probably helpful. To come back and come back, but the insurance company's not going to pay.
Well, our goal is to teach the customer, teach the patient how to take care of themselves, how to continue your rehab. So that's before you even come into the hospital. Then you come in for your surgery in the acute hospital, and you have your surgery, and therapy starts day one. You open your eyes, and it could start the day of surgery or the day after surgery. And you're expected to start to participate and get moving, because that's important. We don't want you to get pneumonia, blood clots, and we want you to stay as physically strong as possible. And then there's some options. You may be so good in your recovery that you could go home and come as an outpatient or have home therapy. Or you may need a little fine-tuning and a little more work. You're maybe a little more medically complex. At that point, a screener will come in and look at what your disabilities are, how complex you are, and you may go to our acute rehab bed unit. We have a 10-bed acute rehab unit up on the Memorial campus on the 3rd floor, and that's for medically complex patients, and there's certain diagnoses and certain criteria that you have to meet to be at that very high level of rehab. Those people get 3 hours of therapy, PT, OT, and or speech if needed. They have a doctor who sees them frequently throughout the week, multiple visits. They're RN manned, always a registered nurse there on the unit, and all those nurses are trained in rehabilitation care. If you're not that medically complex, you may fit into what's called a subacute rehab level. We have that level of care at the Wilkinsons. We have some wonderful beds designated just for subacute rehab, and our therapy team there will provide therapy, and it can be up to like 2.5-3 hours if you're that able to participate. Usually it's around an hour and a half of therapy a day, and you get PT and OT and speech if you'd need it. Now you're there, we have the nursing care. It's a little more low-key. It's not as intensive as the acute rehab, and you're not as medically complex. So those are the different levels of rehab. And then we have our outpatient. So you may go home from the hospital and need outpatient. You may leave acute or subacute rehab and need outpatient. We have our outpatient department there on the Memorial campus as well, along with our athletic trainers that are housed with them.
Very good. Rosemary McGuire, I thank you for joining us. I've been looking for a song having to do with falling. I think we found one.
Oh.
Tom Petty and Free Falling. that we'll end with. We're talking to Rosemary about the services of physical rehabilitation offered at St. Mary's Healthcare. Thank you very much, Rosemary.
Thank you, Bob.
Hope you get those classes going at some point.
Thank you.
And if people want to reach her, you can do so. Well, we can find her for you, but she's at St. Mary's Healthcare in Amsterdam. It's 9:48 with Tom Petty. A little bit of free falling. Grab the railing, Tom. Don't fall over. WBTL FM.